Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ray Searidge is on the line. Let's go back to Miami and check in with the Pirates pitching coach after a 5-4 victory. Dan Zangrilli and Jack Cirencic with you here on our postgame show. Coach Ray, Uncle Ray, good to talk to you.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, guys. Rode hard and hung up wet, but happy.
no doubt. Hey, you got it done. And first, I want to start with the bullpen, Ray.
Sure.
Obviously, the arrow is trending up here. You've gotten a lot of scoreless frames here over the last four games. The only run that you've given up came yesterday from Jeff Hartley. Has something been figured out here by these guys over the last handful of days?
Well, they're learning of their craft and are learning at the major league level. And I don't mean to I got to find the right word for this, but AAA is not AAA anymore, okay? The competition, the talent pool has been drained a little bit. So when they come up here, it's a little bit of shock to their system that some of the mistakes that they're getting away with in AAA that they don't get away with up here. And it was a baptismal for them all to figure out what they needed to do, especially with conversations with Yuki, myself, and message, and we're trying to help them grow and build and be able to make adjustments at the major league level, because these hitters are the best of the best. And, you know, you leave something over the middle of the plate or the breaking ball doesn't break, it's going to get hit.
You know, Ray, for our fans that are listening out there, so many different times we'll talk to you or we'll talk to Bob Walk or Steve Blass, or you'll have a pitcher on here as a post-game guest, and it all gets down to location. I mean, when you think about a difference between a guy that pitches good and pitches bad, his pitches aren't any different. He still has the slider, he still has a breakable, he still has velocity, but it's where you put the ball and how you put hitters away. So could you kind of elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, it doesn't matter how hard you throw, it's where you throw it. And executing pitches needs to be at a premium. You've got to be able to hit the outside quarter of home plate on either side. You've got to be able to elevate. You've got to be able to move the hitter off the plate, and then you've got to be able to throw your breaking ball, a quality breaking ball that's down in the zone when you're behind in the count. Location, you know, it's just like real estate. Location, location, location. Too many pitches that we've been crushed on have been middle, out, and over. And, you know, the thing about it is I want them to stay aggressive and stay on attack mode, but you got to be able to execute that pitch either to the thirds to get ahead and then use less of the plate as you move on when you're ahead in the count. You know, and you got to make sure that that the quality of the breaking balls. And Yuki and Mess have done a great job with doing their flat grounds with the bullpen and making sure that they finish their pitches and showing them the track. We're getting heat maps to show them where they're making mistakes right now, where they need to go, where they are. And there's a lot of things that are starting to have a little wake-up call for them, and they're starting to figure it out a little bit. Now, of course, it's not going to happen overnight. The baseball fairy's not going to hit them on the top of the head and say, you've got this. You know, it's going to be trial out there, and they're getting better. They're learning. They're making adjustments. They're improving. They're moving forward. But sometimes, you know, that one or two pitches that they make a mistake on just really twist them a little bit.
Ray Searidge with us. Pirates, a 5-4 winner over the Marlins on the postgame show. Mixed bag is the term that I'm using for Chris Archer today, Ray. I'm not sure how you would describe it. Obviously, the six strikeouts in three innings, and I was looking at a number of the pitches, especially as it pertained to his fastball command. It looked like he was really able to, especially glove side, paint the black and get ahead of hitters and then use the breaking ball to put guys away. And then the fourth inning comes around. Does it all stem back to the fastball command and his losing of it in the fourth? Is that how you would assess things?
Yeah, because of the first pitch was a 1-1 fastball that was middle away, and that went for a double. It was hit pretty good. And then he just tried to make up for that hit by making better pitches on the next guy, and he ends up walking him. The biggest thing is, even though Chris has years under his belt of being in the major leagues, there's just things that he's got to go through and learn also, especially about execution, especially when we had just come back and scored two runs. Now we need a shutdown inning. We need a shutdown inning. Doesn't mean you enhance pitches. Doesn't mean you overthrow your fastball or you try to break the slider off the table or make the changeup dance up there. You go out there and you have to have the mentality of executing pitches. And then that thing, once the thing started to spiral out, he tried harder and he put a lot of pressure on himself.
Okay, so it sounds like it's more so mentality. There's nothing mechanical. He's not tipping pitches. Do I have that right?
No, he's not tipping pitches, but there is something that you know, that I'm looking at in his delivery right now. And I don't want to talk out of school until I talk to Chris about it. And I think we can make some good adjustments with one or two little tweaks in his delivery. Not only, well, he pitches out of the stretch and the windup. They're the same thing, basically. And I think we need to get that addressed so we can get back on top of some things.
Would this primarily affect his fastball, Ray, or would it be all pitches?
It would be all pitches. It would help out all pitches.
Gotcha. And as far as the two-seam fastball is concerned, Ray, why is it important to implement this or re-implement it with Archer? And, you know, he had some success not throwing it at all, but obviously that's a priority. Why is it a priority?
Well, it seems to be a priority with him. It's not like I told him, all right, you're going to have to throw two-seamers all day long. That's not it. It's just that he thinks his two-seamer has some good action. But the action that he has is his two-seamer moves more laterally than down. And the four-seamer down and away will protect his slider and also get him extension. So this way the slider will have a little bit better angle and tilt on it that way. But in the course of the game, I there is no way that I have pounded the two-seamer with Chris Archer. You know, in the course of the game, they'll throw it and they'll mix it in there and stuff. And whatever the situation calls and whatever he feels comfortable with, in that situation or that sequence, then he'll throw it.
Ray, would you like to see him throw more changeups?
Yeah. I'd like to see him mix in the curveball, too. He's got a good curveball. And, you know, we're not talking about changing your whole repertoire where you're a four-seam guy at the top of the zone and the curveball. His curveball doesn't play to that. But mixing it in to the right-handed hitters or the left-handed hitters primarily to get it going as a first-pitch strike and then being able to mix and match from there.
Ray, can he be sometimes frustrating from a competitor standpoint? I don't want to say, you know, I don't want you to throw him under the bus, but is it hard sometimes getting through to an established veteran?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because, you know, for so many years, he's done something a certain way, and he feels he had success with it. But in the course of your career, there are times where you have to make an adjustment because the league is making an adjustment or your stuff is not been consistent that way. So a little tweak here, a little tweak there might give you a little bit more deception or be able to make it easier to hit a spot or an area of a fastball or get more consistent on the breaking ball.
Hey, Ray, I got I'm gonna let you come up for air here a little bit. I do want to ask you a little bit. Yeah, I do want to ask you a little bit about what we're going to see this coming week on Mitch Keller. A lot of fans are excited about him. We know he's shown good stuff. Mm-hmm. Less, if you would call consistent success, based on some of the things you said. But could you give us a little preview on what you think this guy is going to ultimately become and what we're going to be watching here in the next, you know, next few starts for this young man?
Well, I believe he's going to be, a top starter in the major leagues. There's just some things that he's learning, as I mentioned before, making mistakes over the middle of the plate. I'll give you a little fill-in. Frazier asked Freeman, what he got on this guy. He goes, this guy's got some good stuff. They just can't leave it over the middle of the plate, you know. So what we've been doing is yesterday in his pen, we went through sequences that he would have to use in his following start. So let's go. We're going to go curveball here, and then we're going fastball in. Or we'll go fastball up. We'll go curveball down. We'll go slider into a lefty or slider down and a lefty. You know, I'm just trying to give you some ideas of of the sequences that we went. We mixed and matched. We crossfired and did different things, change up. We worked on, but we're able to do this in an environment where he is going to use these pitches when he goes out there to pitch against his next team. And then he's already done it. So now if there's success and failure in the bullpen, he's going to know that, oh, I could do this. Yeah, wait a minute, I did this in the pen. So we're trying to help him build confidence that way, that you just can't go out there and just, you know, power through a major league lineup. You've got to make sure that you set them up, you execute pitches, you use the crossfire fastball, you use the breaking ball to the chase, you use a slider inside or down and away, but it's got to be executed. So we didn't give him too much information, but we gave him a lot of testing on sequences, so he's going to have a better feel. So when they're called in the game, he's going to have a little bit more confidence in executing them.
Coach, pitching coach Ray Searidge, Uncle Ray. Today he's Father Ray, the proud father of three boys. Happy Father's Day to you, man, and congrats.
Happy Father's Day to you guys, too. Thank you very much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.